Getting to Know America. Unit 1. Differences in Culture and Customs. 1. You must have been here a long time already. Introduction. A. Being on time is considered good manners. It's not polite to be late for classes, meetings, or appointments. When we do business with foreigners, make sure not to be late. Foreigners keep punctual time. Punctuality can greatly increase your credibility, too.
B. In America, it's impolite to call someone's home very early in the morning or very late at night, unless there is an emergency. For example, 8 a.m. is considered too early, and 10 p.m. is considered too late. Especially on weekends, many people like to stay up late and get up late. So make sure not to disturb people who may be resting or sleeping.
Sample sentences. 1. She was here a moment ago.
2. Don't worry, your father will come back after a while.
3. The rent should be paid in advance.
4. We must hurry up if we want to be there on time.
5. I wish I could stay here another month.
6. I think I can have it done in a couple of hours.
7. Do you rent the camera by the hour or by the day?
8. I was 5 minutes late for work this morning.
9. Your watch is 10 minutes ahead of time and you're still late.
10. He always leaves work at 6 on the dot. He won't work an extra minute.
Conversations. 1.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, it's almost 11:20.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The rain is quite heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. I was in a hurry, and I forgot my umbrella today.
I have one. We could share it. Which way are you going?
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'm going to the Garden Hotel.
I am going there, too. We can walk together.
Sure. 2.
Hi, Cindy. I thought I'd missed you.
Oh, I am very sorry, Hans. Thank you for waiting for me. You must have been here a long time already.
It's all right.
I was caught in the heavy rain, or I would have come earlier. I am sorry I kept you waiting.
I was in a comfortable place, so really, it's no problem. I'm happy to see you. Did the rain hold you up long?
Yes. When I came out of the subway, it was raining cats and dogs. And I forgot my umbrella, so I had to wait for the rain to let up.
I totally understand. 3. Come in.
Hi, Gary. What happened? I was waiting for you at the theater. Why didn't you meet me there?
I thought we were supposed to meet here.
Don't you know our movie starts at 7? And we were going to meet at the theater at 5 to 7. Then it doesn't make sense to meet at the apartment.
I'm sorry. We must have misunderstood each other.
Why don't you try to be clearer about your intentions?
You're right. I am sorry. Let's go and watch the movie.
It's okay. I don't want to go now. We've already missed 10 minutes of the movie. I don't want to see a movie without watching the beginning. 4.
I see you've brought something to occupy your time while we wait. Good. We may be here a long time.
Yes, Papa. I brought the catalog for the next college we're going to visit, the one in New Hampshire. Maybe we won't have to wait long. We've only been here 15 minutes. I'm not used to the way they treat time here. They wouldn't see me at the place in Massachusetts yesterday. I missed the appointment because I was 45 minutes late. That's no time at all back in Brazil.
It's just that North Americans pay more attention to exact times. They're very punctual people.
I think that if you're more than 30 minutes late, you have to apologize and explain what delayed you.
Our appointment with this dean is for 3:15. My watch says 3:30. I'm sure we're not late. Isabel, come in. Sorry I kept you waiting. We're running a little behind schedule today. Words and expressions. 1. Hold up.
2. Let up.
3. Make sense.
4. Intention.
5. University.
6. Catalog.
7. Punctual.
8. Behind schedule.